There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm producer Rich Straffolino.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by That Is More Than a Show. It's the story of two people with a vision where expert hosts meet wild things and a legacy of craftsmanship and expertise in every episode. Thank you for joining us.
Well, that sounds delicious. What?
Doesn't it though?
What could that have possibly been based on? Shaken, not stirred.
Martini.com.
Rich, you got that yourself.
You want a cocktail? You get ready? New Year's?
Come on. Yeah.
I've got one of those in a can still.
And my error in the copy read like I was drinking while I wrote it. So
no, perfect. I actually loved it. I loved it.
Right before the show, Molly said she was Ron Burgundying this. So she did.
And I did. Exactly. Thank you for picking up on where I was going, which was all literal all the time. And a hot toddy deep. So it's all working. I think we can all agree.
Indeed, it is. It is our predictions episode where we will check on our predictions from last year on what we thought would become things and then tell you what we're predicting our things are going to be for next year. Rich, is there an order of events? Are we just going to do, are we going to do all the checking first? Are we going to go back and forth?
Let's do the checking first and then we'll get on. You know, people want the predictions. We gotta keep them hooked for the episode.
All right. Tease it.
Don't want to give them too
much. Stay tuned for the actual predictions. But first,
what if these predictions may kill you?
But you won't know until the end.
Is Molly going to predict a thing? The answer may surprise you.
Hope springs eternal. Okay. Last year, at this time, I predicted that in 2022, crypto would be a big deal.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No,
maybe not, for the right
wrong
reason, but it's been a huge deal.
I will point out it's crypto parentheses LOL, which I feel like gives you some leeway with the current direction of crypto. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's actually incredible, right? Like I predicted that crypto would turn into an LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly what happened. I think
you nailed it.
Unbelievable. I'm giving myself that one for sure.
Yeah, I think
that
you should.
Pat on the old back.
Yeah. I mean, it was already a pretty big deal is what we're getting at in 2021, in case you weren't paying attention. But like, oh boy, did it become the overarching deal.
Yeah.
Yep. Nailed it.
Boom, boom.
All right, next.
Tom.
Tomster.
A new platform will take the meme crown from TikTok. I'll just check myself out now. The platform exists now, but is yet to break into mainstream awareness. Molly and Rich think it might be Reddit. So,
to be fair, we contributed to being wrong.
Thank you for jumping on my sinking ship. I do appreciate the loyalty.
I mean, we got Be Real.
I don't think it took a meme crown. I don't think anything took anything from TikTok, though.
Nothing came even close.
I think TikTok just got bigger. At the core of your prediction was that there was perhaps an interest in other platforms that weren't, that, you know, were emerging, right? That would offer something different, which I think we could say Be Real offers.
Wait, this is a typo. I'm sorry. If you undo, there was some autocorrect that changed my words. A new platform will take the Mastodon crown from Twitter, is what I originally had written.
You know what? I'm looking in the version history. It checks out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, if you really wanted to stretch here, you could actually say that that platform is Twitter. You could actually say that Twitter became a bigger meme.
not the place for memes, but the place that is in fact a meme
itself became
a bigger meme. I like,
you know,
this.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you half credit.
Right. I'm going to give you half credit because
I'll take it.
You said it exists now, but has yet to break into mainstream awareness. Tons of people who don't know anything about Twitter, who don't care about it, who aren't on it, are still
or didn't think of it as a meme.
Right. I'm actually gonna give you this one.
All right, thank you. That's ridiculous, but I'll take it.
I like a stretch. I like a good stretch.
All right, Rich, what do you got?
Well, yeah, I don't think any stretch is going to save my predictions this year. My first one was a VR or AR game becomes a thing on the scale of Among Us. And I can't even think of one VR game that was new that I can think of this year.
Yeah, all the big VR games were already big last year, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's that's weird.
One, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
It like stopped cold. There, what was that one that was big last year?
Not There's Supernatural.
Beat Saber, Supernatural.
Beat Saber. Yeah.
Beat Saber. Yeah.
But that's like 2 years old, I think. I remember talking about that when you first got your Quest, Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was like 2020. I mean, that was like pandemic started.
I mean, not that there haven't been, if you're a VR fan and you're like, wait, but this game was good. Yes, there have been good VR games, but nothing on the Among Us like and Beat Saber
level. Everyone, like it becomes a non-gaming thing almost.
Where people who don't have VR headsets of like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, that kind of,
Which I don't think any game even approached that.
It's kind of weird, actually.
When did Half-Life Alyx?
Yeah.
Not even close to Among Us. Like, not even close.
No.
To be clear. I'm trying to stretch for you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll take the L. You know, we have a spectrum of success in our first prediction, I think, which is beautiful.
It's great.
All right,
it's awesome.
Molly, your second one.
Well, I did three, so maybe I should just do these two together.
Yeah, yeah, do them together. That's fine.
Yeah, they're related.
I said huge baggy trench coats would become a big deal in 2022. Okay. And what really happened is that, as we discussed recently in a recent episode, huge baggy puffer coats became a huge deal.
I mean, baggy just became a trend. Baggy. Overall,
it really did. Baggy was like the Uber trend.
I'm going to give you 1.1 points because
thank you.
It was more than just trench coats.
Baggy was a thing. And then I said that climate signaling would become a thing, which I think did happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everybody was like, these are my net zero goals and the this and that. And then actually some real climate stuff, like, you know.
Yeah.
Inflation Reduction Act and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Agree. I mean, John Oliver did a piece deconstructing climate signaling. So I feel like
I think that you get that.
Then. Whoa. Yeah. He did?
It was all about like what that carbon neutral goals by companies don't mean anything.
Yeah.
But that was this year.
Right. So. Oh, well, hot damn. Okay. Yeah. I'm taking that one. Yeah.
Sweet.
My other one was the return of Cabbage Patch Kids as NFTs. And I got damn close.
Oh,
damn
so
close with Garbage Pail Kids coming in as NFTs.
Oh, you got to get a point for that.
I'll get 0.9. I'll take 0.9 of one 0.9, for sure.
0.9 of one because,
So you're at 1.4, Tom.
Okay.
Your score. I just want to put for my predictions, this is why I'm producer rich and not talent rich, because I just struck out again. I said alt meat boom, like alt milk, like what is the pea milk of alt milk? I feel like there's been a contraction in that space.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No.
No?
No. I think alt meat has, I think you're saying that because it has just become a normal thing that people do.
But
much like pea milk.
My argument would be we've seen fast food chains take their alt meat stuff off menus.
Yeah, but it's also pretty common.
It's like, everywhere.
I've seen as many new items with alt meat.
All right.
There was an alt seafood that like literally the FDA just approved, or maybe chicken, and there was an alt chicken whole entire day where that's all they served at COP.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
Give yourself that one. No, that happened.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
Yeah,
In fact, it was too much of a boom, is my argument, is that it didn't feel like a boom because now it's just like, oh, yeah, there's the alt meat section in the grocery store, and there's usually an alt meat thing on the fast food menu. And like, it's just become normal life really fast.
I think so too.
I'm just kidding. It was false humility. I knew it all along.
We knew what you were doing.
Awesome. So awesome.
All right. It's time to get into our actual predictions for 2023. This is where the road and the petroleum substrate meet.
All right. I will unfill color.
Very official.
First prediction. which I'm embarrassed to say is a little bit of a cop out, but it's crypto LOL all over again.
Keep it on red. Because let it ride.
It is going to get increasingly laughable. But also, we're going to talk about it nonstop, whether we want to or not. I think
you're probably right. I think you're probably right. Because
it feels like the question is it going to just, are we going to stop talking about it?
But I don't whenever it feels like, well, this, it can't go anywhere from here. That's when the new thing arises, right? That's when whatever this is good futurism here. Of like, everybody thinks, well, FTX has ended crypto. It's like, oh no, you don't know what it is, but something's coming. I'm with you.
Something's coming. And now people are like, oh, this is so great for the industry because now there's going to be a resurgence and we can get back to first principles. God help me. I even had a conversation with some friends that this is my prediction on the Pivot Pod, who like crypto, you know, entrepreneurs who were like, oh, the industry is just waiting to see what Elon does with Twitter and Dogecoin. Because if he like makes a payments platform, then all of a sudden it will have utility and be revitalized. Like,
I mean,
God,
you have to
us.
Keep a company around to be able to do that, but I suppose that's still possible.
You know, yeah, we've strayed into a whole other level of prediction, but I'm here for it. Do we think
the LOL gives you some breathing room either way?
Over under August, it goes bankrupt, or
I don't know. I don't want to give away my predictions for Daily Tech News Show,
right?
But I have a thing that I'm going to predict over there, and it's not that it goes bankrupt or goes out of business.
Okay, love it. Can't wait. I'll listen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What is your prediction, Tom?
Is vanilla cream and other off-whites will become like a big old trend. It's the baby beige, but for everybody.
I like this.
Into this. Because, you know, I've been obsessed with the cream on cream tracksuit.
Yep.
I have cream-colored Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this vanilla cream. What a nice way to describe that.
Yeah. It sounds warm, succulent, but approachable.
I'll be honest. Right? I was looking at somebody's like, here are the hot color trends for 2023. And I saw vanilla cream on there. And I was like, oh, yeah, no. That and the off-whites, going to be big. Yeah. Going to be big this year. Because people are, they're going to slide right off that gray blue into the cream.
God, you're so right. 100%. I'm just like, I'm giving this one now.
Wow. I don't even have to wait for the year to start.
I love everything about that name is so good.
Yeah. It's tasty. It makes me want to eat.
Yeah, the Neutral Color Council should adopt that immediately if they haven't
already. Do we think this is going to be the Pantone color of the year?
Ooh, I don't know about that. I'll go for it.
I think it was Metaverse Purple this year.
Yeah, but why not?
Yeah.
Bet big.
Go for it. Vanilla cream. Yes. Out on
land. And if you pay for a license, you can see it in Photoshop, so it'll work out really well. All right. My prediction is this touches on some stuff that we've seen this year, but I'm going to call it Grandma Core.
Ooh.
Is going to be a thing. This originates – I have this in the bullpen, but – I think this is going to merge. I saw someone wearing, unironically, and not like for fitness, a glasses chain just around regular glasses, like a person of not elderly dimensions. And I was like, what is this? So I'm predicting kind of along the lines of, hey, people are doing gray hair. I'm going to say like grandma chic, grandma core.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing. Something. I don't know if that's doilies. I don't know if it's glasses chains.
Little scarf in the hair, you know, like the light 60s, you know, Audrey Hepburn scarf. Some nice prints.
I also feel like this goes with the
slipper flats.
Handing out Werther's.
I'm going to say this is distinct from Coastal Grandma.
Okay. No, definitely. That's an important point.
Yeah. Yeah. But also inspired by it as well.
That's incredible. I love that. And it's totally going to be called Grandma Core.
It's a good name.
Or Granny
Maybe
Core.
Granny Core.
Yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
Oh, that is outstanding. Outstanding. All right. I've got, this is random. I know. Super random. But I believe that the age of the TED Talk, the hegemony of the TED Talk is over. TED Talks are over.
Molly, sometimes a prediction can be a wish, but that doesn't mean it won't become coming true.
Literally, don't even know why this occurred to me, except that I was having a conversation with our producer, who's Gen Z, and Rachel, and we were like, you know, TED Talk, it's like not, it's, I don't care about them anymore. And they've almost become so cliche as to be a bit of a caricature of themselves. I just think as the arbiter of intellectual success, the TED Talk is done.
How will we know? How will we, how, what are the signs that it's over that we can look for?
Perhaps the continued vibrancy of Substack.
Uh-huh.
I think like your Substack will replace your TED Talk.
Okay.
And then
when the, you know, welcome to my TED Talk joke becomes thank you for subscribing to my Substack?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. Probably. Mm-hmm. Shorthands. Shorthands are always a dead giveaway. And then when we start to see TED Talks get, instead of sort of inspirational, we'll start to get them, see them get increasingly provocative. Like when TED Talk starts to like, it'll like red pill a little bit.
And someone, someone coins the term TED bait.
Dude, you're good.
Thank you.
More like dead you talk. Are,
someone already did. Am I right? I mean,
Yeah. If there's a headline, dead talks.
Oh
yeah.
There we go.
Ouch. Then we'll know.
And a shot of someone doing a TED talk to an empty room.
I think to go back to Stephen Colbert, if we hear Stephen Colbert say, thank you for reading my Substack or thanks for subscribing to my newsletter, we will know that TED Talks are legitimately over.
I like this one. I like it. It's good. All right.
It's
rando. It's rando, but sometimes those are the fun ones.
Knowing that the 70s and 90s are vying for your nostalgia mind right now, I tried to figure out what 70s trend I thought might be big to go along with gas lines and war in the Middle East. All the great 70s hits. And so I have predicted disco will be huge in 2023.
Oh my goodness.
Now, it'll obviously be a modern version of disco. It'll be neo-disco or something like that, but
yeah,
disco's making a comeback.
This is
love this,
and I'll be honest, I'm here for it.
It's bold. It's bold.
It's the Gen Z irony thing where they're gonna like, you know, totally want to dress up in Saturday Night Live looking clothes. There's maybe a rise in roller skating. I don't know.
There already has been a rise.
The vinyl, vinyl and cassette thing is already back.
Yeah.
I mean, cassettes are actually like, growing faster than vinyl right now.
Considering the roller skating obsession, it's almost just like the next logical leap. This is beautiful. Wow. I love this. And I bet you're so right. Because I was going to say earlier in the day, I was thinking like, I'm going to say that 90s is going to give way to 2000s. But that's so close. They're so close already.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that we would actually go like hard 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. And that won't preempt 90s from giving way to 2000s for sure. Right.
It
will.
Because we're seeing both 70s and 90s right now. So
I know. It's a weird world. It's a weird world. Oh my God, I love this. Oh my God, I can't wait for disco. Right. I'm excited. Well,
Tom, my next prediction is right in the same mindset as you. And I actually have you sort of to thank for this. I'm going to say we're going to see cassettes at major retailers like Target. I just did a search right before the show. There are no, at least at Target.com, I cannot find a cassette. But I think within 2023, you'll be able to go into Target and buy a cassette from an artist, a major artist.
There are cassettes. There were cassettes at the Glendale Target, my friend. I was doing your research for you. So no. Okay, I think you're fine. You're fine.
Jackie said she saw a post of you about cassettes. You didn't tell me you found cassettes.
I didn't take a picture. I was mad. I think the post was probably me talking about how I was mad that I didn't take a picture of them. I think this is a very small thing right now of like, well, maybe in the Glendale Target, we can get away with it. And I think your prediction is that this is going to go major.
Yeah. I'm going to say Target.com is my benchmark. If I can buy it there, I can buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
and I'm pretty amazing. Sure all the cassettes that I saw were back catalog.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't Target. It wasn't Target. It was Barnes & Noble.
Really?
Yeah.
They're barely major anymore.
They've just been there.
Yeah. So your prediction is totally safe. Your prediction is totally safe. Yes. Yeah. Totally it was safe. Barnes & Noble, and it was next to they have a huge vinyl section in Barnes & Noble now with like, you know, new and old. And then I was like, oh, look, there's a cassette section. It's coming. So
oh, that's incredible.
So yeah, it's even more like that's the canary in the coal mine. And the next step is Target.
Target.com.
So I have to give the hat tip to Jackie by way of Tom Merritt.
I love this. And my friends, we love you.
Yay!
We love you, listeners. We love you. Thank you for supporting and enabling yet another year of It's a Thing. I cannot believe how many years we've been at this. What did we decide? It's like 9.
Oh,
is next year going to be our 10th
year? No, it's that's
2013.
That's right, because the original It's a Thing podcast run began the summer of 2013 because I started a Patreon for it. We decided at the time not to use Patreon, right. And that Patreon became the DTNS Patreon 6 months later.
Wow. And then so there was a lull in It's a Thing, but and then we decided to do it as a Patreon so we would ensure that it was a job for us, right? Like so that we would be committed, we would show up every week. And it has worked and it's incredible. And yes, 2023 will be the 10th year of It's a Thing. God, we are lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. Y'all are the best.
You all are the best.
And that's why Rich spends so much time crafting the shout outs for the top level patrons every single episode. And this episode is no exception. Rich, what have you crafted for us this week?
Yes, our shout-outs this week are based on the product description of the original Amazon Kindle.
I have that Kindle still.
What?
I lost the charger for it, so it's just stuck on whatever it was showing at the end. Yeah.
That is incredible. All right, well, there are three paragraphs, and three of us. Shall we begin?
Yes, let's.
How about Tom top, me middle, Rich last?
Perfect.
I'll be the bottom.
Okay.
Here we go. 3 years ago, we set out to design and build an entirely new class of Miranda Janelle, a convenient portable Jake Woods with the ability to wirelessly download books, blogs, magazines, and Laura Abel. The result is Andrew Bradley.
Thanks to Eric Duncan, a revolutionary new patron technology, reading Gabrielle Cohen's screen is as sharp and natural as reading ink on paper, and nothing like the strain and glare of Lee Price. Mike Aikens is also easy on the fingertips. James C. Smith never becomes hot and is designed for ambidextrous use, so both Morris Jones and Louis St. Amour can read comfortably at any angle for long periods of time.
We're very proud to introduce Kevin Sill, and we hope you like him as much as Joe Hood does.
Easy on the fingertips.
Easy on the fingertips.
You know,
that's what did it for me.
That friend of yours sure is easy on the fingertips, if you know what I mean.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Sorry once again, James C. Smith. Our apologies. Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing. Thank you to our shout out patrons for putting up with us week after week. And thank you to all of you for keeping the show going for yet another year. Happy New Year. We are so grateful to you. Patreon.com/It's a Thing is where you can join your friends and support.
Indeed. Send us your New Year things. Feedback at It'sAthing.me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Happiest of New Year's to all of you.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.